At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Wait, you're not going to talk about your Preds experience?
Yeah. Let's start with that.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, we got no sports.
No, we got sports, but nothing good.
No, we don't.
I mean, you got enough housekeeping you had to get out of the way.
Housekeeping? I ain't a woman.
That's a woman's job.
It all started when a dumbass met another dumbass, and they met another dumbass, and they became the dumbass trio the end.
My bad, Eddie. Lost the perfect game already,
man.
It's
okay. It's okay.
Arnold, get back, man. I ain't got no time for you after Easter and Garth Brooks. I'm a little hung. Arnold! I will Smith you. Don't think that I won't. We are the 1, 2, 3
sore losers!
What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports, so I give the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
Oh, yeah. What's up? I'm Eddie. I'm Eddie. Yeah, and I know the least about sports, but I'm your average sports fan, your sports watcher. Don't know the who's who's. I don't know the what's what's.
Y'all, it's Cesar Raymundo. I'm from the north. I'm an alpha male. Eventually, I'm not going to be able to say, yeah. I did sell that NFT to Bones, so I'll still do it as long as I can. And a happy birthday to Camden. He turned 8 years old. Got to talk to him this weekend. I told him I'd give him a shout on the pod. He listens before he goes to bed at night.
Coach, why are you hanging out with 8-year-olds?
Yeah.
Were his parents there?
Yeah, dad was involved, thank God.
Okay.
Or it would have been a lot creepier.
I agree.
But yeah, guys, over to you. That's the segue. Oh, Ray, I didn't know it was my turn already. But guys, since we're stalling, let me address this. So there's an artist by the name of Mike Studd. Have you guys heard of him before?
Yes. You brought him up. He's from Housewives or Big Brother.
Yeah, he does. He's a rapper.
He hangs out with Manziel.
Okay, thank you. You got to get it where you want it with. So,
and he has a podcast now.
Yeah.
That everyone should stop listening to this one, listen to that one.
Is that what you're about to say?
No. He's got a show in Nashville tomorrow night. And I asked my wife, I said, can I go to Mike Studd's show? Well, here's the deal. Girls take off their tops at his show. That's what he's known for. So he'll start singing a song, and a bunch of girls will just flash the camera.
Where's he playing at?
They moved it. It was Brooklyn Bowl, and now it's sold out. It's at Marathon Music Works.
Okay. You want to get on the list or what?
But it's tomorrow night, and he sent me a DM. And he goes, bro, what's up, dog? You coming to the show? And I'm like, Studnator, what up, my homie G? It's the Sizzleator. And he goes, are you coming to the show? And I said, dude, I'm married now, and my wife doesn't want me to be around a bunch of girls exposing their breasts. And he goes, no, dude, the shows aren't like that anymore. And then he name dropped, like, some artists that are going to be there. Like, it is going to be the sickest show ever.
What is his name? Just Mike?
Yeah.
Okay, let me see.
What are you, DMing him?
But no, yeah. I'm just seeing, like, his schedule, yeah.
Nashville, tomorrow night. But so I can't go. Access to everything, able to go to nothing.
But Coach, why are you not going to go? You can go with your wife then. Take your wife with you.
She doesn't want to
see boobs, Coach. That's Ray's thing.
And I told her she can show hers. She didn't think that was funny.
You said that?
Yeah.
Coach.
Coach, I don't know how to talk to women.
I can't take you anywhere. Coach, so the conversation goes like that? Like, yo, what up, Sizzle Nader? Yo, it's Mike Posty Toasty.
Like, it's Study.
Study what?
Study Duddy.
And Stud does sound like a porn star name.
Yeah. It's Mike Study.
So what artist did he drop? Like, give us some names.
Yo.
Great. He texts me back.
What did he say, yo?
I said, dude, that's sick. I'll check the highlights from Twitter tags. Weeknights are tough. I get up at 2 a.m. And he goes, okay, buddy, cheers. Dang it. He doesn't like me anymore.
Wait, that's see.
And I can't tell
you. That went from Study Duddy, Buddy, Huddy, Huddy.
Cheers, dude.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't think I'm cool. I'm like,
he did. And then when you turned him down, he was like, turned him down because cool,
he was like,
man,
he
could
have been like, I can go straight to work at 2 a.m. He'd have been like, that's what I'm talking about.
Sizzle Nader, in the Bizzle Quizzle.
Hey, man, you just catch that vibe, ride that wave till 2 a.m., then just head into work, bro.
Yeah, Sizzle Bizzle. And then when you said, no, I can't go,
he's
like,
Sizzle Bizzle. Bizzle's not a part of this. It's
Sizzle
Prison.
And then when he said no, then Posty was like, all right, cool. Cheers, man.
Yeah, he's over me. Dang it.
So what artist, what names did he drop?
I don't think I can say that.
Come on.
Well, you can because it's going to be out there on Twitter.
Hey, LB.
No, these are surprise people.
LB.
Oh, they're going to perform?
Yeah.
So they perform with this. What does he sing?
He's a rapper. Like, I'm playing his stuff right now. He's a rap guy. Yeah,
I didn't know this was him. You got to say that. Get it who
you want it with. What you think he was playing? Random music? He's talking about an artist. You know how to do a podcast?
I didn't. I guess I didn't realize he was a real artist that had real music.
Hey, is Dodd going up with him?
No, Dodd's a country guy. This is more rap, hip hop. You know that crew. But yeah, he named about five other artists that are gonna be there. I'm like, awesome.
Hey, FW.
What?
Who's FW?
Fay what? Hey.
What about, LW? LW? Lil Wayne?
Hey, E?
Eminem. Hey, Durant.
Lil Durk?
Right?
I got your Lil Durk.
Hey, that's M-Dub.
5-0?
M-Dub, Sizzle Wizzle.
5-0?
You got Lil Durk in this one.
56?
But yeah, that's it, man. Kind of a depressing thing to tell you guys, but that's
okay. But how was Garth though, dude?
Garth was sick. It always epic. It was kind of a family reunion before. I didn't know that many of her family. Her aunt was there, all her cousins, the niece, the nephew. I'm like,
Your wife's aunt?
Oh yeah, we roll up in Dodd. Dodd drove us all there. We roll up in a Chester Molester van. I mean, there was about 12 of us piled into a band van.
This is touring van?
Yeah. And we come out, dude. We got beer cans falling all over the place. And I'm like, oh my gosh, your niece and nephew are here. I'm hiring all these beers. Hey, kids, you got any juice boxes? Uncle's a little thirsty. I mean, I had no idea. But yeah, then her aunt's there. She's sucking down. They had like Jello shots.
What? She's sucking down Jello shots? The aunt is?
Yeah.
Damn.
We were having a good old time. And then we went into the show and Garth was playing. A couple of the other people were like, man, this is my last Garth show because they go forever. We went for the openers. We were there listening to music from 6, and I swear to God, it was every bit of midnight that he played till. That's 6 hours of pre-show, Garth, and encore.
And who were the openers? Like, just a bunch of people?
Dude, Chase Rice, Lauren Elena, Trisha, Chris Young.
Oh, there was a lot. Big names.
They did the Opry. It was like, whatever. I don't get the theme, but they put on the video screen like it was the Opry.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
You are now at the Opry. I'm like, no, we're not.
We're at Nissan Stadium.
The Opry's 20 miles that way.
I
live here.
I just walked by Derrick Henry's locker. I don't think he has a locker at the Opry. I saw Tannehill throwing footballs to the wrong people out back.
Oh, look in the crowd. Look who that is. That's the Julio.
You know, he was standing at the stoplight saying, we'll work for food, man.
Oh, no, need tickets.
Hey, look, anything helps. Homeless vet.
Hey, Julio was in the stadium, and he was like, dang, I've never seen it this full.
No, he was in the stadium, and he was like, oh, this is what the stadium looks like? Okay, cool.
Hey. Need tickets.
Julio?
Oh, shit.
But yeah, a great show. And then one of our buddies, he doesn't drink.
Dodd?
No, a different dude. He takes a chill. And so after the show, we ended up on East Nashville. We're at Pearl Diver. I'm like, guys, at some point, the night has to end. I didn't turn in until about 1:30 a.m.
Where's Muff Diver? I've never been there.
Pearl Diver.
Oh, right.
Ice cold beer here. Beer here. Is that you, Julio?
The Julio.
Hey, man, I haven't got hired anywhere else. You know, unemployment kind of just took a giant job I can get.
The Julio, do you take card or do you only take cash for those beers?
Hey, the Julio, why are you limping? Is that the same ankle you hurt when you were playing for the Titans or you new injury?
Is he done?
Someone will sign him. They're going to wait. I think it'll be after the draft. You see what happens. You get in the draft and then draft some wide receivers. If you don't get a wide receiver you wanted, maybe you get this De Julio for a couple million, because, man, if he still thinks he's worth 12, 14 million, he's done.
Did I see T.O. playing somewhere?
Yeah. He's with the Zappers.
Who are they?
He plays on the same team as Manziel. It's a Twitch league.
Twitch?
The only way you can watch is on Twitch, and it's the same one. Bob Menery, Manziel, Mike Studd's probably involved with that one, too. They're all partners, and it's this other football league. It's not the USFL or whatever. This one's only on Twitch. But T.O. got a touchdown. Manziel's supposed to be quarterbacking that team soon.
I saw him in a uniform.
Oh, so Manziel's not there yet? What is he waiting for?
He was broadcasting. He was talking before, so I think he's maybe he was either hungover or he's just not ready to play. I don't know.
I mean, honestly, that's not a bad business idea to get all these players that used to be good but still think they can play well.
But do they play real football?
It's arena, but it's just a different league than the UFL. And there was way more people than UFL. Let me pull this up.
USFL.
Yes, of course, yes.
Or yeah. XFL.
Yeah, oh, of course. Right.
Now, I did hear something I never thought I would hear yesterday. I was picking up food. And they had the Bulls, and who were the Bulls playing? They were playing the Bucks. They had it on the
Bulls
TV.
Bulls and Bucks.
And so I'm waiting for my food to be ready to go order.
Did you get peanut tempeh tacos?
No. And this guy walks up and goes, hey, man, can we actually turn that TV to the USFL game? I'm like, what? He goes, what? And they go, he goes, yeah, the football game. I'm trying to watch the football game instead of this basketball crap.
Somebody's betting MGM.
And I'm like, why are you watching the USFL over the NBA playoffs?
It's like me last night. My kids were like, hey, can we watch basketball? I'm like, no, I got money on Jordan. He's about to go into playoff hole. And they're like, wow, Dad, okay. So they went upstairs to watch the game. They come down like, oh, my gosh, Boston won. Boston won. I'm like, hey, so did Jordan. They're like, that's not cool, Dad. I was like, Dad made $100. That's freaking awesome.
Now, the Boston game, I didn't get to watch it. But I'm all for it. I am all in on that series now.
Yeah.
With the hostility with Kyrie.
Well, you got another year. You got another couple months for that series to be over, so you're good.
Not necessarily if they win in four or three, whatever.
They won't.
I know you segued already, but here's Terrell Owens' touchdown.
So here's a first and 10 on the 11, likely last play. Horton steps up, throws to the end zone, up for grabs, hauled in, Terrell Owens, his first catch in fan-controlled football history and his first touchdown. It'll come a little too late, but it's what the Zappers fans are looking for.
It'll come a little too late.
The Zappers.
Where are the Zappers located? Where's their hometown?
Great question.
Zappers. Let's think. Who would be Zappers?
I believe it's Atlanta.
Atlanta
Zappers.
That
doesn't make sense. Zapper.
Zapp is what Bob Menery's known for. That's his saying.
Who's Bob Menery?
He's the guy that does the vulgar screen grabs. Or he'll grab something from a game or whatever, and he'll make a vulgar edition of play-by-play of it.
Oh, the guy's like, what up, an idiot.
Yep.
He dropped the ball.
So he's an owner of this, and one of his favorite words is Zappers.
Wait, isn't this the one that Bobby was an owner in?
No. That was the one where you call the play.
I think that's what that is.
This one's FCF, fan-controlled football Zappers, are a professional indoor football team founded in 2020. They're a member of the Fan-Controlled Football League. They're currently owned by Trevor May, Dalvin Cook, Bob Menery, Ronnie Singh, and Steven DeLano. Where's their stadium?
So are they going to make money if they're just on Twitch?
On December 30th, Johnny Manziel signed with the Zappers. Yeah, they're making money.
On December 20th, and he's still not playing? What are we waiting on?
I'm telling you, he's probably slightly hung.
I don't know anything about it, and I didn't watch the USFL either, except for I was a little upset because one of my fantasy football leagues, we were going to do a fantasy football league for USFL.
Oh, that sounds terrible, Coach. I mean, you're going to be drafting people you don't even know.
Exactly. That's why. And the commish just dropped the ball and never set it up.
Oh. Yeah, Billy sent me a screen grab. He was doing DraftKings of the USFL, and I was like, Billy, you've lost your damn mind.
Yeah.
Dude. I mean, if a guy gets 60 yards, that's going to be a solid player or whatever. That's going to be like one of your primetime picks.
But I did see one player got cut because he ordered pizza. He wanted pizza instead of chicken salad, and the coach said, nah, can't have that.
They were like at Golden Corral or something before a game?
No, I don't know exactly what happened, but he said, in the handbook, we said there would be no disrespect. And he goes, sir, I didn't say anything disrespectful. The guy said, you know, I want you to order chicken salad when there was a pizza there. And I said, I don't like chicken salad. And he goes, is this going to be a problem? And he said, yes. And that's why he got cut. I'm like, he got cut over ordering pizza over chicken salad?
I'm wondering if like
or do they do that to get people?
That's what I'm saying. I feel like this whole little argument and like getting cut and all that is publicity so people can talk about the USF. Is it what's called?
USFL? United States Football League?
Whatever.
I don't know.
I think this is press to talk about that because I'm sure that happens all the time in the NFL and no one cares.
No.
One's going to get cut, but I'm sure those arguments happen all the time.
Yeah, but he said all I said was yes. He said I didn't curse. This I didn't say anything. But you can't just make that up and cut him. That's his living.
Well, he probably didn't cut him.
No, he ain't on the team.
Next week he'll come back.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant... Just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Here's the interview. And then I guess Johnny Manziel didn't play in the game, but then he... tried to say that the refs were
trying to throw the game. I'm pretty sure nobody cares about
this. No, hold on. This is where Johnny Manziel claimed that the refs were trying to throw the game.
Obviously, the refs are missing some of the calls here, but again...
I think they're being paid off.
Oh, yeah?
By the opposing team.
It could be Drewski. If I would have to say anybody, I bet it would be Drewski.
Oh my God, it is Drewski, dude.
It has to be.
I forgot we're playing Drewski.
We're learning this live on the air right now, but Drewski is definitely toying.
Manziel said that the refs are being paid off.
This is a joke.
That might have been the dumbest clip we've ever played on this show.
This is just a joke. Like, this whole other leagues are just trying to get more clicks just so they can be better than the NFL, and they're not.
Well,
I love it.
No, they're not trying to be better than the NFL.
You don't think they're trying to be a dominant league in sports?
No.
Absolutely.
No, they're not a dominant. They are. There's money to be made. This is a dead period.
Those people are not playing in the NFL.
Well, I don't even know what that league is. That's going to make no money.
Football, Johnny, whatever the hell his name is, he's not playing in the NFL. This is his league.
You say what you want about money and not money and what's a greenback and what's a dollar and what makes money to win money, to have money.
The hell are you talking about?
UCF had no people at it. UFCF or whatever the crap it's called. FC fan controlled had 10 times more people than FCF.
Not on Saturday. The USFL had a lot of people.
Coach, I don't even know what you guys are talking about.
Sunday, it was Easter Sunday. What do you expect? 11 o'clock in the South. You're not going to have a lot of people. They're at church.
I expected at least an Easter bunny to be in the
South. It was in Birmingham, I believe, is where one of the games was. That was the empty stadium. But on Saturday, if you look at pictures... it looked like there were people there. I don't know anything about it. I didn't watch a second of it. I don't know any. I don't know much about it.
I get what you're saying, but on Sunday, I had more Easter eggs in my yard than there were people in the stands.
Did you find them, Coach? Did you find every single one?
Yeah, well, they hid them, and they said, kids, don't go near the creek, because apparently that thing will move a little bit, and some of the 2- and 4-year-olds could have drowned
in it. And by creek, you mean the Cumberland?
And then it's an offshoot of it. It's right next to Legacy.
It's a tributary.
Yeah, and so I went and golfed Legacy. I golfed number 5. I had the whole family out there watching.
Over there by Bub?
Yeah, we had the get-together. The guy just got a house on the golf course, so they're like, hey, number 5 is right behind it, one of the fire guys.
Oh, okay.
And so we go to number 5. I got the whole family watching. I drive it and drill a house. You guys ever played Legacy?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a great course.
Yeah, absolutely.
The hardest hole, and I believe it's the number two course in the state, the hardest hole absolutely crushed a $5 million house. So let me know if that was your house. I'll pay the bill.
Oh, the dog leg left? The one that wraps around that corner.
And he lives on that corner, and he says people always try to chop it.
Yeah.
They try to cut that corner.
Yes.
I do it all the time.
That's interesting. I don't know where this podcast has gone. It's been pretty bad so far.
I'll take it to another weird direction. Do you know where I played on Friday?
No, I don't.
Your mom's house?
In Kentucky.
Oh, good one.
I played golf at Valhalla Golf Club.
Really?
Do you know what that is?
Yeah, that's been on the major tournament.
Yeah. So apparently, this is the course where Tiger, you know, does that famous point at the ball while it goes in. Ah, he wins.
Do they have a plaque of that up or something?
They have pictures of it all in the clubhouse.
Well, do you got the clip for me so I can play some audio?
Coach, I don't know what the clip is. Him pointing. And Tiger's pointing at the ball, and it goes in. There you go. You just heard it.
I thought that was at the Masters he did.
It's at 18 or whatever at Valhalla. It's like some playoff.
How awesome was the course?
It's fine. I mean, it was all under construction. It's fine. Coach,
wait.
Nashboro's better.
So you drove all the way to, where was it?
Louisville.
You drove all the way to Louisville.
I'll tell you
what,
though.
To Valhalla, where they have professional tournaments, and it was a dog crapper.
I'll tell you what, those greens are like greens I've never played on. They were just beautiful. They were so true. I probably made six 8-foot putts just because it was a true roll. There were no bumps on it. You wouldn't walk on that green and see one ball mark. Like, it was unbelievable. The greens were beautiful. But the rest of the course, it was just normal.
You would have a chili dip if I was there.
So no ball how mark. Do they make it look so good on TV? Is it good enough for the professionals to play if it just is another course? One by.
But how he responds. Sorry, Valhalla.
I think when they have the tournament coming, they
you
get
don't
it ready.
Play for months
yeah,
on it.
They get it ready for that.
What I've learned is I went to a course in Hawaii, and when there's not a tournament there, they don't give a crap.
Yeah.
Because the one in Hawaii, it was under construction. It didn't even look that great. They were redoing everything. Dodd said the Masters, they let it kind of go to crap when it's not the Masters.
It makes me just think that it doesn't matter. Like, forget the condition or, like, if the turf is great or whatever. The actual difficulty of a PGA major course is fine. It's not impossible to shoot well in these. They're harder. It's harder than your regular municipal course.
Oh, boy.
But they're not, like, extremely difficult.
Oh, man.
And I'm taking out the whole teeing off from the tips. I'm just saying, if you play from the members' tee, the regular tee, not the professional tees, because we can't hit the ball as far as they do. But as far as everything else goes, it's just a regular course, guys.
It's not.
Yes, it is.
They grow the rough a lot thicker, a lot deeper.
And you know how to clear that. You can, if your ball goes in the rough, fine. You're gonna get a bogey instead of a par. Just kick it out. I mean, all you gotta do is just take it out of the rough and put it back in the fairway. Now, what people try to do?
Wait, what?
Look, say your tee shot goes into the rough, right? Most people, they're like, okay, I'm about 180 yards out. I can probably get my 4-iron, and I can probably get it to the green. No, you can't get the ball out of the rough. It's impossible. But you can get your sand wedge, chip it back out to the fairway, lose one stroke, and then have a better shot at the green, and you can play fine that way, is all I'm saying.
I get that. That's the smart play. That's mature golf. That's how
and that's
you're
all
supposed
I'm saying.
Take.
If you play golf that way in these courses that the professionals play in, they're not extremely difficult.
Valhalla for Eddie, the shot.
Here we go. Now watch it. Right there. I got it. I'm going to get it.
Tiger Woods historic putt at Valhalla.
He points at it.
You probably chili dipped that.
That might have been as good as your Manziel clip.
So here's the deal, though.
We're talking 15 years ago.
Here's the deal. So I didn't know that going in there, but one of the guys we were playing with, he's like, guys, this is the one where Tiger, like, you know, pointed. So, of course, we're on the green, on the 18th green, and every putt, every single one of us start pointing at the ball. And I'm like, guys, you know they're laughing at us at the clubhouse because they're like, there you go, more idiots trying to be Tiger. I'm sure they see it every single day.
My only question is, out of the whole group, I don't know how good – did you guys play well or was it like, man, that was bad?
Decent.
Okay.
I don't think anyone shot over 100, you know, and like that's no different than any other course.
But you said it wasn't in good shape, so you feel like it wasn't as hard as it would be with the golf tournament.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying because the fairways, even though they were still sodded out, like there were patches of grass on the fairway. But even the sod was better than
regular
Ted Rhodes.
Okay.
But again –
Ted Rhodes, good national reference.
I mean, I'm just saying
just
a regular
saying local muni. That's all he's saying. Your local muni. It's exactly what he's saying.
What are you going to name drop Shelby next?
Maybe.
Maybe, Coach. I mean, there was one hole that reminded me of Shelby. A
couple dead bodies there or what?
But they also, here was
Coach,
another.
It's where the tornado went through.
Here was another.
No, there was a shooting in the parking lot.
Oh, my gosh.
Go ahead, talk about it. Who was it?
On number 18.
I don't know. One of the workers came out and someone shot him.
Oh, at the golf course.
At the golf course.
Yeah. Right by your house.
So when people finish that 18, they do a fake gunshot?
No. All right. I'm done.
Boom.
No.
Coach. Hey, Coach, here, I'm here, done golfing, guys.
Here, I just put it.
Oh, God.
Probably shouldn't joke about that, should we?
So another big thing about the course was that was the one where Rory won when it was pitch dark.
Don't have any idea. talking about references that make no sense.
This was a PGA championship.
And I know.
Exactly.
No one
cares about the PGA championship.
It's one of the four majors.
No, but we talked about this last week. That's the minor of the four. If you're going to win one, that's the one that gets the least respect.
Ray, do you remember that one?
Well, see, I wasn't big into golf. Is that probably 10 years ago?
No, that was probably 5 years ago.
Well, I got big into golf about 4 years ago.
See, Rory Valhalla. Dark. Anyway, I mean, everyone there were full of these stories. Oh, right there, that's the one where Mickelson did this.
Gotcha.
And I was like, all right. I mean, I guess that's why you play a place like that.
Otherwise.
You know? Otherwise, Coach, just go to Ted Rhodes.
Right, I know.
Just go to Shelby.
Right, and I remember when we did, were we able to say that we played at that really nice course in Arkansas? Regardless.
Yes, the Blessings.
Yes, it was amazing.
Beautiful.
But it was just too nice of a course.
The Blessings was nicer than this one.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, the Blessings was fine. I had fun with my buddies, but I'd have rather crushed a sixer and gone to a muni. I'm not trying to play, this is the finest green you've ever played in your life. Cool. I mean, I'll chili dip anywhere.
What I don't understand, though, is that the whole talk around courses like these are like, no one can get onto these. You know that, right? Like, I'm like, why? Like, why can't pay $800 to get on it?
So you just walk up and get on a course that has PGA Tour events, or did you have to?
No, you got to go through channels. And there's no way that you can actually walk up and get into that, get a tee time. It's just you got to know someone to know someone. And everyone that we knew weren't members, but they're like, oh, man, I played this one time, but I had to go through someone who knew someone who knew someone.
Dude, lunch is a place in Arkansas. They don't even have tee times. You just show up.
Excuse me?
But you can't get on there.
It's that exclusive that you just show up. And how does that work? I don't even know.
Wait, you just show up and they decide you can play or not?
Yeah.
You're driving through.
Here's a bucket of balls. Give us 30 minutes. We'll get you on.
Yes. So, but there's no, it's not like you're booked out. You just show up and they make it happen or something. I have no, it's that exclusive of a course.
I just don't get it.
But what if I'm just driving through and I have my clubs in the car and I pull up and say, hey, man.
Are you a member?
No.
Then no.
I'm guessing they're member.
But you're
list.
Not a member there.
Who?
In Arkansas.
You have to be invited.
That's what it is. It was like invite only.
You have to be invited.
He didn't say that. He said you just show up.
He means if you're a member, you don't. There's no tee time. You just like, hey, Bill. Hey, what's up, Tommy? Okay, here you go. Are you ready? Yeah, cart's right there.
Oh, well. Yeah. Wait, before Morgan number two leaves, we got Morgan number.
She's got to go, guys.
You got to go.
Yes.
Where do you have to go?
I gotta go.
Okay, can you just help this kid out? He's 15. He said, the crush I've had since third grade asked for my number, and I gave it to her.
That was 5 years ago.
No, this is Maddox Potts, okay? And he said, now I'm freaking out. I don't know what to do. How do I handle this? I gave her my number. Please help.
And she didn't respond?
Well, she asked for the number.
Yep.
And now he doesn't know what to do. Is he supposed to text first? Is he supposed to, like, what does he do?
Well, I would say, like, you know, he's only 15, but listen, playing games is everything that happens when you're younger. Mm-hmm. So you got to play the game, which means you got to play a little hard to get, like 2 or 3 days, and then you call her. And you say, hey, you gave me your number. Like, we're
no, no, she
out.
Asked for his number.
Yeah.
And she hadn't hit him up.
Oh, I misread that.
Yeah, you didn't do a good job explaining
that. No, I
that,
said,
Coach.
The crush I've had since third grade mm-hmm. asked for my number, so I gave it to her.
Podcast.
Now I'm freaking out. What do I do?
Are we doing sports
nothing.
Or
you're
lifestyle?
Just, you're just waiting.
But does he go up to her at school and be like, hey, girl, you haven't hit me up?
No, no. See, okay, my same advice still applies. You still have to play like a little,
play cool.
like, yeah, hard Sounds to get good. A little like
How's
chill about the situation.
Okay.
So you just like let it ride until she calls you. She asks. She's interested, but you got to play it cool. You don't be, you know, play crazy. Cool.
Okay. All right.
That's my advice for Aiden. Is that his name?
No, Maddox.
Maddox.
No, Aiden, Maddox Potts.
Aiden was Ray's friend, 8-year-old friend.
Yeah. Listening to it.
You were listening. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And how was the Preds game?
Oh, it's terrible. They scored, the Blues scored 6 goals in one period.
Did everybody start booing?
Oh, I mean, it would, no, like nobody booed, but it was bad. Everybody started leaving. Like the stadium, by the time the end of the second period was over, like everybody was basically gone.
Did you stay the whole time?
No, we stayed a little bit of the third period, and then we're like, okay, this is, they scored a goal, and we're like, okay, cool. They may make a little comeback, but they're not going to win. So we left.
Nice.
It was pretty brutal. We had 2 Blues fans right next to us, too, and they're like, I don't think this has ever happened like in the history of hockey that this many goals has been scored in a period.
Oh, so it's kind of sad.
Yeah. I don't know if it's a new goalie. Y'all know anything about the Preds? Like,
yeah, well, yeah, Pekka's out. I don't know who was out, who was playing goalie that night, but I didn't watch the game.
Okay, so Pekka is the goalie?
No, he used to be. He retired.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so I wonder, this is a new goalie?
No, Saros is really good.
No, I know.
Really
good. Off day.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. They could have been playing the backup goalie at that time. I have no idea.
Yeah, whoever was playing goalie, it was rough. But he came back after like the period, like maybe gotten yelled at a little bit, and he played a little bit better.
He got yelled at. So the Preds win?
No, not even close. Mm. I think the final score was like 2-8. Maybe somebody scored something. That was the what it was when we left, and there was like 10 minutes left.
Okay. So. Did you have fun at the hockey game?
Yeah, I mean, I love Preds games, but also the last Preds game I went to was a playoff game, so this was kind of like a...
Yeah.
Kind of really boring and lame.
Compared to a playoff game, yeah. Which was wild.
Especially when you're giving up 6 goals and it's over before... I mean, it's like, okay, well, that was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of hockey, I watched... The Tampa Bay Lightning.
Can she go now?
Yeah, you can go. Thank you, Morgan, number 2. Yeah. Thanks for your
advice.
Thank
you, Morgan.
Yep. You're welcome, Maddox.
I watched Tampa Bay versus the Winnipeg Jets on Saturday night.
Oh, wow, boy, man.
Were
you. Wow,
well, dude, no. Here's
fun.
The thing.
You have
I
money
have always. No, no. No money. Here's the thing. My father in law is into hockey now all of a sudden.
How's
I don't
it going,
know why.
Barry?
Your best friend now, huh?
So he has it on, and I'm like, I watch hockey, and I can't ever tell the difference between a good hockey team and a bad hockey team.
That's a good shot,
man. That's a good butt.
Because I feel like they just dump the puck in, they try to race to it, and
hey, Dad,
sometimes
what the puck?
They somehow dig the puck out against the boards, and they score. Wow, there's never any cool – like the passing, you don't see great passing movement until Saturday night.
What
I am a changed
–
person.
Well, you're a Winnipeg fan now?
No. I watched the Tampa Bay Lightning fall down 4-2, and then I just watched the rest of the game.
Were you in Florida watching this?
Yes.
I'm sure that had a lot to do with it.
Watched it naked.
You have to watch the hometown team.
No.
There's nothing like it.
You can tell Tampa Bay is really good because everyone on that team can handle the puck. The passing, the spacing, the movement.
Yeah.
It was enjoyable to watch.
Poetry in motion.
Hey, what did you watch after that? Figure skating?
Totally in action.
But that's what I'm saying. I've always said in hockey, when I watch it, it all looks the same. They just dump it down.
Mm-hmm.
You don't see the difference. When I watched that game, Tampa Bay actually moved, had cohesion. The passing of the puck, unbelievable.
Well, Coach, Lightning 10-1, Stanley Cup.
Well, that would mean they won 3 Stanley Cups in a row. Don't think that's going to happen.
But you said they're the best that you've ever seen?
No. I said I could actually tell the difference
they're
between
a good
team and a bad team. The way they moved the puck, it was actually nice to see. Like, holy hell, they have skills
watch it.
That I have not seen when I watch hockey. Usually it's just a bunch of, all right, here, run into the boards,
well,
dig it out.
The Winnipeg Jets are the worst team in the NHL.
Oh.
So that could be part of it.
But... Okay, but the skill with the puck on the stick is stuff I had never seen. I was just like, damn, these guys are really good, and I can see why they've won back-to-back Stanley Cup.
They puck with a stick?
So,
I mean, basically it's just stick it, slap it,
yeah,
suck it. I mean,
basically.
If you're watching hockey, if you really break down a goal, a lot of the time it looks like complete luck. It goes off a guy's leg or something like that.
No, but these weren't complete luck. That's what I'm saying. They were.
You talking about hockey or smoking a joint, Coach? Fuck it, pass it.
That's what I mean, though. Usually it is. It's like, oh, it takes a deflection.
Puck,
you can't even
give.
Tell what the hell's going on. But I mean, the skill that they had, it was pass this guy, pass. Guy goes around the net.
You
circles
say,
back around.
You saying some guy has it, he pucks it, then he passes
it?
Oh,
my God. Okay. I don't even know why. I don't know why I'm trying.
Hey, man, father-in-law, that was pucking cool.
All right, father-in-law, puck it a little bit, then pass it over.
No, I just want to, everyone that listens to this podcast, it says we never give hockey a chance. I watched it on Saturday, and I saw skills that I had never seen watching hockey. I was like, damn, that was impressive.
Yeah. Who's one player on the Lightning that you really liked?
I don't know their names. That's the problem.
Yeah, you're on the clock.
Nah, I couldn't. Well, Elliot was the goalie.
What's his first name?
No clue. They don't say their names. Stavros?
Stackhouse? That sounds familiar.
Stackhouse.
Jerry Stackhouse.
No. That's...
It's okay.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant... Just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
All right. Well, you know what? People always say we don't talk a lot about NASCAR, but I will tell you, I watched NASCAR this weekend.
How much dollars you have on it?
Coach, I love it. I turn it on about halfway, and I'm like, all right, who's leading this thing? Who can I put a couple dollars on for a good return? So I look at the lineup there. They got who's the guy that we had on the show?
Oh. Don Johnson.
No. What was his name? Kyle Larson.
And he's a favorite. But he's sitting at like sixth place. I'm like, huh, they obviously know something that I don't know. Kyle Larson, he's the favorite, but not a lot of money to be made on Kyle Larson. So I'm not going to bet on Kyle Larson. I do like Kyle, what's his name? Bush, M&M car. I'm like, all right, M&M car. I'll put $2 in M&M car.
Easter, it makes sense.
Exactly, Coach. Got a little bunny on there.
Exactly, Coach.
Exactly. So I put a couple dollars on Kyle Busch. I put a couple dollars on Chase Elliott because it was a dirt track. This is crazy. I've never seen anything like it.
Wait, it wasn't on a...
The track looked like it was a NASCAR track, but all dirt.
Where'd they have this race at? Knoxville?
It was in Bristol.
And this was on Sunday?
On Sunday. Yesterday.
They have a dirt track NASCAR race?
Yes, and it's crazy. So you have all these guys that just normally race regular stock car on road doing... dirt.
That's wild.
But here's the thing, guys. It had been raining all day, so it was mud. So this thing lasted like 10 hours because there would be a wreck, caution flag, and then 20 minutes later, resume.
Were the cars covered in mud?
Oh, yeah, Coach. And they would go for about 2 minutes and then another wreck. All right, caution flag. 20 minutes, wait.
Guy can't see out of his windshield. Too much mud.
I mean, Coach, it was crazy. So then, anyway, I put a couple dollars on Chase Elliott and then a couple dollars on this other guy named Chastain. I'm like, I don't know.
Bet on 10 of them, one's got to win.
Yeah, I mean, if you...
No, just gonna, three guys.
You're going to end up winning no money because you bet on
there
so many damn
There are 50 players. Racers.
I mean, let's put $50 down on 50 racers. I won some money, guys.
So then finally, about like 10 o'clock at 9:30 at night. I mean, this race started at like 4.
Yeah, by 9 p.m., I've already crossed over to Skinamax.
So they're gone. There are two dudes, Josh Reddick. I think his name's Josh. Hell, I don't know. Reddick.
No, and Josh Reddick plays Major League Baseball.
Okay. There's a dude named Reddick in the lead.
How about T. Reddick?
Okay, T. Reddick. And he's in the lead, I mean, by a mile. And then this other kid. And then Kyle Busch is in third. So I'm like, all right, I don't know. I have no chance of this. No chance or whatever.
Were you dipping and drinking Busch Light, too?
I mean, I've already lost track of who you bet on because you've said so many names.
Oh, my other guys are trash. They were already at the
who
end.
Who did you bet on?
Kyle Busch, I told you. M&M car, you idiot.
Idiot. You
exactly.
said 55 different people you bet on. Ray, did you
this
know?
This is why we don't talk racing, because it's confusing
and
as
I'm
hell.
And I'm going to tell you what happened now.
And then there he goes.
And
the final
he's ball. Got number four car. He's going down right there. He's got the full
I'll tell you what. He's going to run out of gas. Gas prices are too high, Mark.
And then Josh Reddick, and then Logano, and then Busch, yeah. and then Blaney, and then, you know, I mean, you said so many names. I'm sorry I didn't know.
You got Reddick, and you got this other dude in the lead, right? There's two guys just fighting for the lead.
Are they rubbing or racing?
They're rubbing.
Then that means they're racing.
And I have Kyle Busch, $3 to win, I don't know, 25 or something. So they're going. The two dudes in the front, Reddick's going, and they got that second place. He's catching up to him. He's going real quick. We got about four laps left.
If you're not first, you're last.
The guy in second place catches up to Reddick. And, I mean, it's neck and neck. Now they're starting to lead. They're starting to reach the cars in the back, boys. Now there's cars in the way. So they're going, oh.
He's drafting.
We're coming in the last lap. Oh, my gosh. Second place is about to make a move. He's going for it, guys. He's going to go for the lead.
There's about enough mud flying up right now. I'm surprised we don't see any pigs at
all. Do they have mud flaps on them?
They go on turn four. Oh, second place guy clips the leader. Reddick spins out. Both of them spin out. They're gone. Here comes the winner, Kyle Busch, out of third place. Your boy wins $100.
What you know Let's about go.
30 seconds ago, you said you had a chance to win 25, well, and now you won 100.
That's because I won with Jordan Spieth, too. I'm just telling you, out of Sunday,
okay, see,
out of Sunday, I won Jordan Spieth and I won Kyle Busch. Let's go, baby.
Here's the toughest thing with gamblers. If they do one bet a day, it's easy to follow. But
good
with
God.
Eddie, you're talking about 10 different bets he made throughout the day.
Yeah, he goes, I bet Kyle Busch to win $25. There's $100. What? The story didn't add up.
You ever see the guys in Vegas with all the papers around them?
Yeah, horse racing.
Yeah, that'd be me.
At the house?
But yeah, online. You can look at all my betting slips.
But
all day Sunday, dude.
Is it enjoyable to watch, though?
Hell yeah, it
really?
Is.
Really? Maybe
especially
just
when
dirt.
You're picking like three
that
or four.
That dirt track, I think I'd watch that. That seems really fun.
Dude, when you have these guys who are used to just riding pavement, but here's the thing. You got to know what you're doing because there are certain guys in there that know how to do dirt racing.
Are you trying to tell us you put some tact and skill in
no,
this?
No, I can just hear the guys talking about it. They're like, hey, man, don't sleep on so-and-so, man. Now, this guy's a dirt racer. He
man,
started a dirt racer.
I'll tell you what. If I was betting dollar bills right now, I'd put a dollar bill right on him.
Kevin Harvick, he was born with a race car on the dirt.
Let me tell you about Eddie, okay? This is classic Eddie right here, and I'm going to give you an example. So I had a Masters pool like a couple weeks ago when the Masters is going. And I start looking up, like, who these experts are picking. I'm like, I don't know who the hell in Tier 5. I've never heard of these guys. So I'm like, oh, this guy wrote this about this guy. He says he plays really good at the Masters. And Eddie goes, you idiot. You know they just write that stuff. They just say it to say it because they get paid to say someone and they have to pick someone.
Here's the difference.
So then you're listening to the race, and Eddie's like, well, the guy's saying he's good on dirt. He's born on dirt. Eddie, guess what? They get paid to say that. It's the same damn thing.
Here's the difference. Here's the difference.
Am I right, Ray, or am I right?
I agree because you do have to pick somebody.
Right.
And you're telling me, but if you're betting off of what an announcer says, you've lost
your
game.
No, no, no. Right here. There's a difference, guys.
What's the difference?
This race car.
This race car?
Listen, NASCAR is tough because I don't know who owns what and what. Sometimes there are five racers all on the same team, and they're all trying to help one. And these guys know it. I don't know what I'm doing. But these guys are all like, oh, that's the Jerry Stackhouse team right there.
So they do the shake and bake.
So they do it where all the other guys just block so that one guy can win.
They do the shake and bake. They do the shake and bake.
Coach, have you ever seen one push the other one across the finish line?
Swear to God, one of my exes was into it. I watched it for about 2 seconds, and I just
But why
couldn't.
Would they help? Why would they not want to win for themselves?
Coach, it's all the same team. They all make money from it.
Nuh-uh.
Okay.
No way. You're going to get paid more if you're the winning driver. If you win the NASCAR series, you're telling me.
Nailed
so
it.
If Kyle Busch is the overall champion, he's going to say, you know what? You helped me win that race. Here's $1 million for you. He's taking that $20 million to his freaking house.
No, he doesn't get all the $20 million. The owner that owns the four cars or the five cars, he gets the money and then gives the winner most of it.
Okay, yeah. But so why can't I be the winner and get most of it? There ain't no damn way. That's like saying
I don't even want to fight this because I don't know exactly what I'm talking about,
right.
But I will tell you
I understand
that they know what the announcers are always
I get what you're
have
saying.
Have a better hand.
But I
than
don't
I do.
Understand why that would happen. Like, if I'm part of Hendrick Motorsports.
That's a good one. That's a real one.
That's a real. I know it is. Joe Gibbs Racing, if I'm part of that team.
I've heard of that one. He was the coach for the Redskins.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I am not going to help.
Here we are. It's Daytona, baby.
Me and Lunch went to Talladega.
Yeah, we did go to Talladega.
Is this Dega?
This is just Fox NASCAR theme song.
But what I'm saying is, if they're telling me, hey.
Gentlemen, start your engine.
It's like Shake and Bake. You know that is,
Coach,
right?
What the hell are you talking about, Shake and Bake?
Will Ferrell movie.
Are we doing,
Talladega Nights, when he's always helping him get first and he's second. Shake and Bake, baby, and then.
Never seen it. Go ahead.
You've never seen Talladega Nights?
No.
That sounds like an assignment for the big
show. Oh, wow, cool. Yeah, no, prep it, Coach.
No, I'm
bet
just saying.
Bet doesn't make it.
You should really watch it. It's really funny.
No, I'll show you some stuff that won't make it. I could write a book on writing stuff that won't make it.
Anyway.
No, Lunchbox is a bestseller.
Will Ferrell is always getting first because, what's his name? John C. Reilly helps him.
Okay.
And so finally, John C. Reilly goes to him and goes, hey, man, can I get first once? And he's like, nah, man, nah, Shake and Bake, baby. You just stay in the back. That's what I'm saying. Like, there ain't no damn way if I'm on Hendrick Motorsports that they're going to come to me and be like, hey, T. Reddick, you know what you need to do? You need to spin out that first place car so Kyle Busch can win. I don't even know if they're on Hendrick Motorsports, these guys.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like you know what you're talking about.
But
what
I'm saying is, keep butchering, Coach.
But why?
Why
would you agree to do that? Why would you agree to settle for second place?
I don't know. My whole point was that there are strategies and techniques to win these races that I don't know about, but these announcers do. And when you look at the odds and there's a dude sitting in 12th place, but he's the favorite to win and he's been back there the whole race, but the line doesn't move, there is something to be said about this.
I know, but
so if you put a dollar on that leader, somehow he either ends up winning the damn race or ends up in the top five.
Or it's like, it's for example, like a golfer, if they had teams and it's like, hey man, you're playing with Jordan Spieth. And we have John Rahm that's up there at the leaderboard. I need you to accidentally step a little bit harder closer to the hole to make kind of a divot so his putt won't go in. Like, that is crazy to me that you can team up and there's...
Is this the race?
This is the finale.
Last night?
Yeah. Hold on. It was Briscoe, Reddick,
yeah,
and
Briscoe.
Kyle Busch.
Goodness gracious. You had to do it, but you hate to see it.
No, you didn't have to do it.
I don't know that you had to do it.
Yeah,
he did it. I think 14. I think if you're in 14, you had to do something.
I don't think you had to
you're
do
gonna
it.
You're going to try to win the race. He's winter.
Is that
the
slide?
There he goes.
Went for it. Down to the bottom. Slides up in two. Right. Who's going to save it? Neither one. They both spin out. Kyle Busch. And Kyle Busch is going to win barely.
Kyle Busch won it. They spun out, man. They did a donut.
So here's what happened after the race.
So basically, the guy in third place is friends with Kyle Busch and spun him out on purpose because that's what the boss told him to do. That's bullshit.
Okay, I don't even know what you're talking about.
But you're saying they help each other.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
The losing guy was throwing his pin.
Do you
he was like the guy, the traffic control guy. Yeah. He was throwing his pin.
Guy? Coach, just stop your rant. I don't know what I'm talking about. All I'm saying is that they know what they're talking about. I don't.
It went Kyle Busch won.
Well, exactly. That's like when these guys are writing for, you know, Golf Illustrated
or whatever. No.
They know what they're talking about more than I do. So, yeah, they pick some long shot to win the Masters. Okay,
Coach,
I've never heard of them.
They were talking about Briscoe, how he is he started in dirt. He knows dirt more than these other guys. So, sure enough, he is the second place dude. And you can see the way he's driving. He was better on dirt. That's all I'm saying. I'm not talking about all
but
the dudes.
But you didn't bet on Briscoe.
Oh, my gosh. You're missing my point.
This
anyway,
story's gone on 10 I
understand.
Minutes too long.
Coach, I agree with you 100%. Stop talking about it. So what happened afterwards was funny, though. Briscoe went up to Reddick and apologized. He said, hey, man, I'm sorry, man. And then Reddick was like, hey, I don't blame you, man. He's like, you went for it. I did go for it. I just didn't know I was going to spin out like that and took us both out. I just want to just officially apologize to you.
They didn't fight, though?
They didn't fight. They actually were like, no problem, dude. No. I would have done the same thing, man.
I mean, I wonder if this Tyler Reddick dude has ever won anything. Like, I think that could be your first NASCAR win, and the dude spins you out.
And also, why were there no crowd fans there?
It had been raining, Coach, all day, and I'm telling you, they were there for 8 hours. The race was 8 hours long.
But yeah, he has zero wins.
So when you
zero wins at Tyler Reddick, that could have been his first win of his career.
And I'm telling you,
and I can't believe he held it handled it with such grace of like, well, oh, dude, it's cool.
It was brutal because the reporter goes up to him and just like, so what happened there at the very end? Like, what do you say? What do you mean what happened? I had it won. Homeboy went for it, hit me in the back, and I spun out. That's what happened. Sucks.
Wow. Man, we got to talk more racing.
No, dude, we don't.
Honestly.
Because we don't know anything about it, and we just absolutely sound like idiots.
I love watching it, though. I don't know exactly what's going on, like when someone decides to pit or what. What?
I've turned it on, and it's so bad.
What are you talking
it's
about?
It's so bad to watch.
All they do is just go in a circle,
But you got it, Coach. You got to pick five racers out of the whole field.
So you're telling me to make it watchable, you got to bet on it.
Yeah, pick five racers.
Well, that's never a good start.
Oh, I don't know.
That's not a good start.
That's honestly how I watch 90% of sports.
When you start out with, you have to bet on it for it to be entertaining, then it's not entertaining.
You're watching a whole basketball game?
Yeah.
A whole NBA game?
Yeah.
All four quarters?
Yes.
No, you're not.
I tell you what, Nets in Boston, I will watch an entire game.
That's one out of the many
without
games.
Without a dollar on it because of this plot line.
Well,
with Kyrie.
I watched the Hawks in
You're not
Heat.
Watching the Hawks
no,
in Cleveland.
No, I watched,
you were not watching the Hawks.
You're not listening to me. I was watching the Hawks Heat.
They got boat race.
And then once they started getting blown out, I turned it off.
Exactly. But if you had a dog in the hunt, you'd watch the whole game.
No, I wouldn't because it's a blowout. It's 25 points. I'd be like, okay, it's over. I don't need to watch that.
The live bet kicks in at that point.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I will now tune in for the Celtics and Nets. I was traveling, so I couldn't watch it. But what a game. And then I cannot wait. That is awesome. That's what you want to see. I want there to be hatred in the game.
Yes, it's been too nice for about 12 years now.
Yes. Real hatred makes it a lot more fun.
Mm-hmm.
You don't agree?
Sure.
Like when Durant went to, like LeBron going to the Heat, stuff like that, when players get traded, that's when there starts to become hatred and a lot of Kyrie, is it people just mad at him because of the vaccine?
No. He did dirt. He was terrible in Boston.
He did dirt.
He signed with he got to Boston, was terrible.
Remember him there.
Because he didn't do crap.
Okay.
All he did was cause problems while he was there. And he bashed Boston. He hated Boston. So
but
they
I
hate
think
him.
The reason they hate him right now.
No, it's because it's in Boston. So they're saying, screw you for coming here and screwing up the franchise.
But they also are like, dude, you can't do it with the vaccine.
It has nothing to do with the vaccine.
Really?
Nothing to do with the vaccine. They don't
care. Well,
what
if he gets booed next series?
Are you guys all vaxxed?
They don't care about the vaccine in Boston.
You're anti, dude?
They don't care if Kyrie is vaxxed or not vaxxed. It's all about what went down when he was in Boston.
Are you saying you're anti right
now? And then he went in there and said, oh, I'm not going to let them get to me. I'm there to play basketball. They're not going to bother me. I'm just going to tune them out. And game one, he's doing double burrs behind his head when he's about to inbounds the ball. I love it.
Dude, I was watching that clip of him where, Eddie, did you see it? He goes double bird behind his head.
I didn't see it.
And then he kind of just does like the cry face. Dude, it was the most bizarre 30-second clip. I've watched about 100 times.
He's a weird dude, huh?
He's a weird dude. Because he like was just like,
I mean, he went to Duke.
He was just like, you guys just keep talking. Duke, you guys just keep talking. But then he kind of did the crybaby thing, but he really didn't go all the way up and do the crybaby. It was like he was doing it to himself.
No, he was telling them, y'all guys are a bunch of crybabies.
But they
That's exactly what
him.
He's saying.
They couldn't see him doing that.
But you can tell what you're doing when you do that.
I know. It was just the most bizarre clip because he wasn't facing him. It was almost like he was just doing it for his own good. He was talking in his own head.
No, he was talking. You knew exactly. Like when he does the double birds because he's waiting to inbound the ball. Like he's standing on the sideline. And so he does the double bird and then the cry. And then he gets the ball, inbounds the ball. He's letting them know, you guys are a bunch of crybabies. Shut up. F you. Like,
if I'm a coach, the thing I didn't like, he did the bird as he's shooting a shot.
He turns right to that.
I mean, dude, let's not get distracted, bro. Like, what is you doing?
Yeah, focus on the game.
Like, that's how you know you're in a guy's head.
Yes. Like, they're living in his head. They are in his head. Yeah. Those fans, and they are going to not stop. And what KD said, Kevin Durant? Yeah, Kevin Durant. You don't need to say Kevin's first name.
I don't know who that is.
Durantula.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like
being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Tarantula.
Yeah.
One of the when the matchup was announced, and I think Bryce Brown or whatever on the Nets was like, oh, Boston, blah, 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 starts talking trash. And KD's like, shut up. Like, don't talk trash. You don't need to give them any more fuel. Let's just hoop.
Oh, they got all the fuel.
And so then they put his quote up on the Jumbotron before the game and got the crowd booing him. And like,
oh, that's what that was. Yes. I saw that quote, and I'm like, is that from like the 30s or something?
No, but that's what's great is they
it's
use
something
it.
Somebody said like a few hours ago?
Yeah.
Who was the dude? I want to pull the clip.
I think it's Bryce Brown is his name.
I'll try and filibuster.
Yeah. Right? No, I like hearing the keys.
I don't know if you're going to hear the quote. I mean, it was in the locker room a week ago.
Oh, I thought it was on the Jumbotron before the game.
No, they put the quote up there. It's just in writing.
Okay.
So there's no audio in the writing.
Right. And so they just boo him and they get the crowd going, fired up right there. You know what I mean? It's just so – the Boston fans are passionate. They can be. They're asses, really. They can be over the line.
They're the best, though.
But I love them.
I love this series. This series is going to be great. This is what basketball needs.
Yeah.
This is what it needs. You guys are done. You don't care.
I was trying to find the clip.
It's fine. I'm just saying you're not watching any other games. You like it because there's drama here.
No, I would if there was an exciting game, I would watch it. Like, if it was a good matchup, I would watch it. But, like, last night I didn't watch Phoenix because it's too damn late. I
struggle, man. I mean, if it's not like the last finals of the game of the season, like I struggle to watch.
I watch the play-in games.
I like watching the Spurs, but unless there's money on it, I'm not too interested in it.
Like Major League Baseball, you don't watch that at all, do you?
No, I'm just doing the first inning bet. That's it. I love watching the start of the game.
You are an addict.
$5. $5. There's going to be no runs in the first inning. And then, all right, turn it off.
I'll agree with that, Ian. 9-inning baseball game is tough to watch.
I'm good, man. Unless I'm there. I like watching it live.
Yeah, I watched quite a few games last week.
Football is the only thing I can literally watch without betting on it.
Yeah.
NFL.
So would you watch the USFL?
No.
No.
Okay. No. NFL. Cowboys. That's one where I can literally not put a dollar on and watch
the
whole
thing.
About
like the Cowboys level.
Stupid.
I don't know. I mean, I'm just telling you. Yeah, but I was proud I gave hockey a chance, and it was actually pretty entertaining.
Hey, dude, we honestly talked about every sport today.
Go ahead and just title this one the worst rated podcast of all time. No. We talked racing and hockey.
Coach, listen, we talked finally about what everyone has been saying. Hey, you never talk about these sports. We did today. Hell yeah. We may sound like idiots, but we did.
And Valhalla, of course, nobody's ever played before because everybody's too poor compared to the hierarchy.
No,
trust me. I'm a poor one there, Coach.
Oh,
trust
dude,
me.
I'm a poor one.
I was a poor one.
I do
there.
Like to hear that Eddie played at a course that Rory won a title at in 2014.
In the dark.
It was a cool picture. I did look it up.
Yeah.
And that the course, he said, wasn't in good shape. Like, there was just patches of random grass and that it was just.
I'm sure it is some time of the year, but not this time of year. This was definitely the month where they were fixing things.
It's sort of like Austin Country Club where they have the Dell match play.
Mm-hmm.
They don't let members play it for like 3 months because they got to get it ready. So I bet you this course, they shut it down for three or four months.
They said the next tournament here and could be the last is on 2024.
Because it's just going to go to crap?
No.
I think that they're just going to move on.
The
members
vote against it. They decide, you know what, we don't want that here because their club, where they are members and they pay money.
No, the PGA owns it.
They own Valhalla?
I think the PGA owns all the courses that they play on for the championship. So, like, Bethpage, is that one?
Yeah.
Bethpage Black. So, the PGA will decide to either keep it or sell it.
Dude, they need to add McCabe to the PGA Tour.
I agree.
Because, like, Austin Country Club, the members vote. on whether if they want to renew for the upcoming years. And I guess this year the renewal was very close because a lot of members are tired of not being able to play the course for 3 months
at
a time.
Yeah, I would totally vote against that.
Like you're paying for those 3 months and you can't use the damn course.
That would be annoying as hell.
Absolutely.
Of course, I would hope it'd be unanimous. But why would you
cool.
want that?
It is cool to play a hole and be like, oh, yeah, and you watch it on TV and like, oh, I remember that one, man. I went right.
Yeah, I played that hole 3 months ago before they closed down the damn course.
I will tell.
And still charged you.
Yeah, because you pay. I mean, Austin Country Club. I think
it ain't cheap.
And it's like $20,000 a month.
A month?
See, like,
what a waste of money.
Do something better with your money.
That's such a waste of money. I mean, is it really that much? So what I've learned is,
crazy, Coach.
Is it money-wise, is it that much better than a normal course that you would just get into?
No, that's what I'm saying.
But it gets you the access and the time with tee times and
stuff. And it ain't worth $20,000,
I'll tell you that. It's not worth $20,000 to get a perfect tee time.
There's nothing worth $20,000 a month. Nothing.
That's why it's just dumb. It's just dumb.
Okay, maybe.
Like, yeah, you're right. It's dumb. It's dumb, and everything gets old. That course is going to get old to you because that's the same course that you play.
That's
every
a great point.
Single day.
Well, don't
every
you single move day. It around a little bit.
20,000, and I think that's right. Oh, man, it may be.
It's
more
okay,
than,
Coach. I'm sure we were wrong about everything today.
I want to be really perfectly factual.
Yeah, it's fine.
But it's something ridiculous. But yes, but you go eat dinner there? Wow, great. It's the same damn food. Guess what?
And
do you go to
people?
The same restaurant over and over every freaking night? No.
Pingo TK Tacos. Hey, I know a buddy who got a membership on a golf course, and while he lived there for a year, he maybe played it less than a handful of times.
Ouch.
So there you go. That's, you think it's awesome being a member on a golf course until you are
And
one.
Then there was a buddy of mine who was a member at a course, and he was like, oh, man, what's your handicap? Oh, 2. You know, I'm like, I'm so good. Oh, yeah. Where do you play? Oh, my course. He played his course every single day for 5 years. Of course you're going to get to know your course. You're going to know where to hit the ball every single time. Go
so
somewhere else.
He was bragging about his 2 handicap.
No. I'm going to say.
No.
No.
If you go like us and do the Nashville tour of all the munis,
but
you're not going to shoot well every single time.
But here's the thing. Even if you are playing your course every single day, you still have to execute that
That's
shot.
Fine. That's fine.
You still have to execute where you want to put
That's
it.
But Eddie's so right. You can trim your handicap to a perfect chiseled little piece of woody if you played the one course
Absolutely.
Every time. That's exactly what I do with McCabe.
And you only play 9.
And that's 9, Coach. Man, he shot an 85. That was 9 holes. But
I told you, you just play 9 and double it.
So stupid. All right, we
absolutely no. Do you think people listen to this podcast?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, I think they'll like it.
Oh man! All right. Well, happy Monday, guys.
Yeah, you too, man. Happy Monday.
Yeah. All right. Good.
All right.
Wait. Hold on.
See you, Coach.
If you don't think they're still listening, then make an off-color comment.
All right, you little. I'll say whatever the I want, Ray.
Yeah. Hold on. There. I thought they're
go on one of your political rants that you like to do.
I don't ever do that.
Nobody's listening. You can say,
come on,
Democrat or Republican.
Do what you normally do off the air. Go ahead.
What's up, coaches? Chris Mabe here, a.k.a. Pepsi Man. Would like to give a birthday shout-out to my twin brother, Jeremy Mabe, a.k.a. Bearded Teacher. Our birthday is April 18th, 35
Who
years
are
old.
These guys?
Been longtime listeners. Love the pod. Keep it coming, guys. Yo, Ray, let's get a good yeah in there for our birthday.
Yeah!
So the Mabe twins, happy freaking birthday, boys. Thank you for listening.
Thanks, boys.
Happy birthday, boys. The bearded one.
Yeah, I wonder if they do they have a competition? Oh, yeah, I'm texting you first. That's kind of annoying.
Here, Simon Leviev wants to tell you guys something.
Open my private jet. We are going to Aruba, my friend.
Open my private
jet. Hi, coaches. Here is Simon Leviev. I hope you're doing well.
All right. Happy Monday.
All right, Coach. You too.
Hey, Wednesday, maybe we'll get something better. Was that a disaster?
You guys are crazy, dude. I thought it was great.
I mean, we were all over the place.
That's fine, though. We're always all over the place.
I know, but you're.
And this is much better than you and Pitts arguing about some stupid ass.
People hate when the arguments end up being everybody talking over each other.
Yeah, so
we don't do that anymore, though.
We don't, unless Pitts comes in.
We all wait our turn.
Raise your hand.
We have little cards that we hold up. Go ahead. Ray.
No, we have little buttons. We put a green light above our head.
Don't joke about that. That's probably gonna be a reality on the bench.
Oh. Okay. All right. All right.
Hey,
buzz that. Buzz that. Hey, what do we got tonight in the NBA?
Kyrie, they're playing him back-to-back.
Well.
They take 10 days off. We're not going to see Kyrie again until the weekend.
Oh, you got Utah-Dallas without Luka's no good.
Don, did you not pronounce that or what?
I turned that on. I was like, oh, here we go. Watch Luka. He's not playing.
No.
Watch it anyway. It's good basketball.
You know what happened? He got a calf strain in the last game of the season. Like, why? I don't know why they were playing him. Because I'm pretty sure they had their seed locked in. And then Toronto lost half their freaking roster to injury the first game.
Did you watch that game?
No.
Because it's boring.
Big fan of Trudeau in Canada.
No, because when it's a blowout, I don't need to watch it. And Denver Golden State, I watched some of that game, and then Golden State started pulling away, and I turned it off. But I'll watch. I mean, let's see. Utah, Dallas. I'll watch it. All right. Yeah, that's it.
I already buzzed out, Coach. We're done.
Let's see here. JD Martinez, 0 for 3. Good job. Good God. Down to 229.
Beat the streak.
No, just fantasy. But Verdugo, thank you, Verdugo.
Fantasy baseball?
How can you do fantasy every day? How?
I mean, he's got nothing else going on.
Here's the thing. When you play fantasy football, how many times a week do you check it?
Twice.
That's why you're terrible. No, he wanted you to say every day.
You look at it every day.
No, I don't. Why would I do it? Why would I do that every day?
You look at what free agents
are? I mean, if something pops up as breaking news.
But you don't go look at what free agents are available.
Like, runs into lunchbox at Walgreens, gets hurt. Okay.
But like on Tuesday, you check it for free agents, right? Put in waiver claims.
Yes, that's about the only time.
Okay, so then Thursday you go back and you check for your lineup.
Well, yeah, just
okay,
for Thursday.
Okay, and then on Saturday or Sunday?
No, it's Sunday.
Okay, you check your lineup again.
Yes, when I wake up.
So that's our three or four times already that week.
His point is you check it every day, so you might as well play baseball
exactly.
every day.
Exactly.
It takes Ray.
Eddie, just agree with his point because you know what he's getting at.
I agree with
exactly.
you.
Exactly. Thank you.
You're
I'm
so right.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Come on, JD Martinez. When you guys listen to this, he's probably 0 for 5.
Probably.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, ah, yeah. Love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at viking.com.